Philip Sample PLTD Zurgan Carrier, today's date is 07/07/2022. Dictation is for Kati Oden. Oden spells O-D-E-N. Kati spells C-A-T-Y. Date of birth is 08/03/1990. This is a ...31-year-old female presented to established care for opioid use disorder, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that she started to have problems with controlled substances in approximately in the year 2011 or 2012 after a car accident, period. Stated that she broke her wrist and was started on narcotics, which she took and could not stop using it after the doctor no longer prescribed it to her, period. She states that she would go in the streets and buy narcotics, approximately 20 per day, and state that this continues until approximately year 2020, when she starts seeing doctor, I will spell his name, B-A-L-A-S-U-R, correction, U-E-R-A-M-A-N, IAN, who started her on Suboxone. She stated she was on Suboxone on a daily basis, twice daily, until March 2021 when she became pregnant and had to be discharged from the program, period. Instead of this, during her pregnancy, she will continue to buy medication from the streets. This includes the Suboxone. Period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that after she delivered her baby, she continues to buy narcotics and Suboxone off the streets, and will use this on a regular basis. Period. She says she thinks she has the problems and would like to start the Suboxone program so she can get off street drugs, period. She states that she's been buying Suboxone right now, Suboxone only, from the streets, and that's what her drug of choice is at the moment, period. Next paragraph, she denies prior legal issues as a result of substance abuse / use. She does indicate that she was fired from a trucking company because of substance abuse, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Migraines, open parentheses, patient is on Furoset, and she states that she is out of Furoset and would like to have a refill, close parentheses. Next line, depression, says she's taking no medication for this condition. Next line. Obesity, period. Next paragraph. Social history, patient endorses tobacco use, denies alcohol use, endorses drug use. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, current medication, none. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes and hypertension. Next paragraph, surgical history, is two C-sections times two. Tonsillectomy. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 129 over 79, pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.6 period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. No tenderness, palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, no track marks. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, history of migraine headache. Number 3, medication refill. Number 4, localized cellulitis on our great big toe, secondary to burn on 4th of July. Please go back to physical exam on the extremities, great toe, left foot. There's a subcentimeter erythematous macule, which is central bulli. Attended to palpation, no bleeding or discharge. Open parenthesis, patient said she thinks she was burned while doing fireworks on the 4th of July, period. Back to assessment and plan. Next paragraph, patient had a drug screen done in clinic today. Drug screen reveals Suboxone. She says she gets this from the streets. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled as follows. Furoset 50/300/40 mg. She would take 1 to 2 PO, Q4 hours, PRN for headache. She's strongly advised not to exceed 6 tablets in 24 hours. Period. She was given prescription number 30. Next medication, Silvadine, 1% cream, apply BID for 14 days, number 1, 2. Next medication, Suboxone, 8/2 mg SL film. She will take 1 film SL BID for 30 days, number 60, 6-0, no refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, end of medication.